Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. A bill establishing an Office of the Inspector General to fight fraud is one step closer to the governor's desk. The Minnesota House finally joined the Senate Thursday in passing the legislation. DFL Representative Matt Norris of Blaine.
When it comes to fighting fraud, there are no silver bullets. But this bill is a substantial step forward. It's a step toward preventing fraud in the first place, rather than just investigating it after the fact.
GOP Representative Patty Anderson of Delwood told members,
"The outside world thinks we're nuts. They think Minnesota is full of fraud and that we're crazy. And I can tell you that at some point, and hopefully it will be, you know, in the next couple of years, you're going to look back and you're going to just go, wow, those were dark, dark days."
The OIG bill passed the House on a 127-5 vote and now goes back to the Senate. The St. Croix River takes center stage for the Minnesota Governor's fishing opener in Stillwater. The DNR's Brian Nurbin says,
"Fishing a river is a little different from a lake in that current is really important, and that actually dictates a lot of where the fish are going to be located. They're looking for actually edges of breaks of where there's faster current, maybe against some slower current, where they can ambush food."
About 500,000 anglers are expected to take part in this week's fishing opener statewide. Police are investigating a shooting in Bemidji Thursday afternoon that left 3 people wounded. Officers and Beltrami County Sheriff's deputies found 3 adult victims with critical injuries in an apartment, and they were taken to the hospital. Investigators learned a 16-year-old boy was the alleged shooter, and he fled the scene with a handgun. The hospital was placed on lockdown while authorities searched for the suspect. They say the teen ended up surrendering without incident about 2 hours later. The Minnesota Timberwolves are back at Target Center tonight for Game 3 of the Western Conference semifinals against the Spurs. Wolves guard Anthony Edwards says they look to rebound following a 133-95 loss in Game 2 at San Antonio.
"We've just been together so long, man. We know each other. We know what we got to do. And, you know, I told the guys after the first game, like, the natural tendency for teams that steal the first game, the away team, they get blown out Game 2. And we'll see where it goes from here."
Edwards came off the bench Wednesday night and scored 12 points. The best of 7 series is tied at a game apiece. And 2 Stillwater breweries are releasing a new collaboration beer for the Minnesota Governor's fishing opener this weekend. River Siren and Liftbridge Brewery will debut the First Catch Kolsch at today's community celebration. First Catch Kolsch will be on tap for the event in Lowell Park and in downtown Stillwater this weekend. This is MNN.